One More Turn, Episode 1109, Tie Off.
Enter.
Thank you for agreeing to meet with me, both of you.
As Barry reminded me, Carson, your record on managing Max's gaming channel speaks for itself. I know that's why Barry wanted to join it, and for me to tag along.
No offense, Barry, but Kingston is the better draw between you two. You may play the game better, but he plays better to the audience. That's easier to work with.
You make it sound like I deceive viewers. All I'm really doing is redirecting their focus to where I want it to go. Barry may inform the game, but I entertain. And few would rather be taught a lesson over seeing someone else get schooled.
Kingston has agreed to let you manage him, a combined channel we are to create.
I was getting to that.
So is Christmas.
So dramatic.
That's irony Alanis should have sung about.
You're both in agreement with my salary request, then.
Absolutely. You're agreeing to take on both of us for what you were earning with Max is...
suspect. We are the ones looking to increase our subscriber count, not you. Your profile is unlikely to be affected, negatively, as if you had stayed with Max. You now have to cater to two of us, and as you are already aware, we rarely agree on the same thing at the same time. Why sell yourself short?
You two came to an agreement for me to become your content manager. You two agreed to permit me to bring you together under one channel, and that is something Max told me would only happen after hell.
You're confident you can get lightning to strike twice? Ever?
I'm going to take a page from my brother Caleb's book and just be direct about something. Just what are you two doing in this town anyway? Really?
What's it to you?
Barry?
Is Caleb filming us right now to make a sequel to your Behaving Badly video?
You finally watched that after all this time? Why?
Max saw something worthwhile in you. I thought if I could see it, it would help me look past whatever it is he's become. I take it back, Carson. That you would dare confront us about something you're not even confident in is beyond suspect. It's downright insulting. Christ, it was even insulting when you all but implied you'd rather manage only Kingston, even though it was I who expressed that interest. I can't reconcile your business now from the personal then. From what I've learned of Bella, I'm surprised she hasn't smacked the arrogance off your face many times over.
You know, my managing of both of your channels is what Nora wants, and you want to keep in her good graces. Or at least enough that she doesn't cut you out of Max's life.
Very well. I'm willing to take a gamble and let you in on our secret. You're not the you-know-who brother with the gambling addiction.
But he is an addict. To alcohol, and booze, and gambling go hand in hand.
Was that a cards joke?
If you have to ask.
What are you two on about?
Years ago, I met Nora in school before introducing her to Barry, then Max. That's right, I saw her first.
Thanks, John Mellencamp.
You know he addressed that song to the her, not his buddies, right?
Taking a page from Hudson's book.
You really should stop desecrating books.
What's your point?
We're here to make Max look bad so that she'll finally see I'm the brother she should be with, the one she was meant for.
Now you're equating Nora to being a possession? Like a book?
Why do you think I've slept with so many women since then?
How we got from you comparing a woman to a book to how many women you've slept with is beyond me. Is it because Nora rejected you? What of the woman before her?
Not going to mention the men too? What of all genders besides men and women?
I don't care how many times you call yourself the original pansexual. It doesn't make it.
Have you two thought about seeking professional counseling for your relationship?
If this is a moment you're going to suggest Nora, of all people, then...
we should take under advisement. If it came from somebody who actually saw the process...
Now that's Bella's fault for bailing on those efforts. just like it's Nora's for choosing the wrong brother. Bella for being with Caleb before that. It's like these women think we're tools they can grab and manipulate when they want.
You may be the origin of Nora referencing brain bleach, though.
I've scrolled back through Bella's Facebook posts. Many, many posts about Miles since she accepted my friendship request after she got back in town. You know what happened when I tried to scroll back on her posts about you? No scroll bar was needed. Either she went out of her way to remove them, or never felt compelled to make them in the first place. Given your history with Bella, either way, why would you accept her proposal to marry you? We heard it was to please your mother because she blames you for Caleb moving away. And I think that is spot on.
How did we move from the topic of games to...
Oh, that's just it, Carson. We haven't moved on from it. We've just been talking about a different kind. The kind that is clearly blindsiding you. It's not good for your health. If we can count on you to dish to Max, the man who dumped you like a sack of potatoes when he felt he had carried you long enough, when the time comes, we will do the same when you decide to leave Bella for her bait and switch after you two married.
Bella must still carry a torch for Hudson, given how she's seen with him still, let alone how much more this is occurring behind closed doors. She even had that fling with Pedro in between stints with Bay. As I've heard Max and Nora refer to him on occasion. The fire has already been lit, Carson. But you can get ahead of it and not let it burn you.
Women, you know, there was a time when I would have thanked a gay man because that meant one less competitor for a woman's affection. But now I think they should apologize to me because...
I'm going to presume you've fallen off the wagon and are insufferably intoxicated now.
That would mean I don't have the capacity to enter a contract with you now.
Why don't you, sleep it off, and we'll drop the paperwork tomorrow.
What does Nora see in this misogynist?
Enough that if we help him, we keep her happy. And keeping her happy means getting closer to controlling our parents' estate. She can still coerce Max to convince our parents to transfer their power of attorney to us, so we can start divesting assets to our interests.
If we had followed your timeline, we'd already be doing just that. But instead, you do as you always do, and push things too far too quickly. Since you told Carson about bribing Mora and Nax, you better stop doing it.
Or what? What? You'd really follow through with not letting Carson represent you? That could have just as easily backfired with Nora than coming down on us like a ton of bricks.
She dislikes Hudson with almost the same intensity as she loves Max. We can use that.
Speaking of using, Nora has shown a soft spot for Avery, who's been coming around to really despise Hudson.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Kingston, voiced by Jason New Earth Relic. Carson, voiced by Scott Alphashard Dirk. Barry, voiced by Tim Timothy 001 Rules. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. on the next episode of One More Turn.
What other ceremony would I be talking about?
What other ceremony would you not be talking about?
What?
What?
In the...
How was Caleb ever mistaken for Manchild over you?
Why was I ever given a key to this town? There are questions that have no answers.